T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next story.
Now let me clear my mind, because I need it clear as a bell when I talk about the Memphis Showboats. Give me something, bro. You ready?
Yeah.
You don't look ready.
I'm ready.
You need something to pick you up.
Well, we do.
Because Miami show lets you down.
This community is hurting.
So let me turn you to Saturday. Here at the Sim, a nickname I know you love and hold dear to your heart. That's Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, to those of you that like to say the whole name. And let me tell you something, this weekend, the Memphis Showboats, John, this ain't fake excitement, brother, if that's what you're sensing.
Nah, I'm not sensing anything.
The Memphis Showboats at 5-3, my mind very clear now. 5 in a row after a 3-game losing streak to start the year. I'm ashamed of myself that I did not believe in this team and Todd Haley when they were 0-3, that we were laughing at them. And if we don't hold up our hands, we're not holding ourselves accountable. What they have done, John, you want to talk about the damn Miami Heat all the time and their accomplishments and how proud they should be. What about what's happening in your hometown and how proud you should be of these accomplishments of the Memphis Showboats now, who, John, control their destiny after starting the year 0-3. It's miraculous.
Yeah.
It's a miraculous story going on in the USFL. Ladies and gentlemen, your Showboats take on the the New Orleans Breakers. I did have a problem with the Houston name that John had to correct me on. Gamblers or Ramblers? I don't know anymore. Not sure. Doesn't matter. We took care of a business against them. This weekend, it's the New Orleans Breakers. And you go into it ranked number 1 in the USFL power rankings, as we've said. You've got this one this weekend, 2 o'clock game over at the Sim. And then next week you've got the Birmingham, the South Division leading Birmingham Stallions. We've told you, 8 teams in the league, 10 weekly. You got 2 left, okay? 4 teams make the playoffs. Number 1 from the North plays the number 2 in the first round of the playoff. Number 1 in the South plays the number 2 in the South. In the second round, you'd be in right now if you were. And so at 2 o'clock, hopefully, we're going to get some decent weather here in Memphis. I suspect, John, that much like that first week where you saw an electricity out there, people in Memphis really gave it a shot that first week. And we said, well, what you got to do in Memphis, you got to be good. And the Showboats didn't do their part there the first 3 weeks. My guess is it's returned, that sort of excitement level that was there. Now that you control your own destiny, you could be playing playoff games here in a couple of weeks, potentially. There's a site still to be determined. I don't know. Maybe the Showboats can tell us right now. That's not it. I think the championship game is actually at the stadium in Canton, the Hall of Fame stadium. But we can start talking about championships and dreaming now based on how miraculous this turnaround has been. I want to mention real quick, too, this Saturday, FedEx Cares doing a thing, obviously as part of their Boats Give Back Day. FedEx Cares Highlight and Mid-South Food Bank, as part of the promotion. If you bring 2 canned goods this weekend to the game, you're going to get a printed voucher with a QR code for $5 tickets to the final game. I mentioned that one's against the Birmingham Stallions, the best team in the league. These last 2 over at the Sim, man, should be pretty exciting. You win them both. You're in the playoffs, and maybe as the even ranked as the team to beat once you get there, man. Can I get you excited about that?
Yeah, no, I mean I am hopefully gonna go this weekend.
Me too. My son asked. He said, "When are we gonna do it?"
We have a lot going on in my household, as you know. So
I think I might go Saturday. My son's out of town, so maybe my wife and I go over there. It's nice weather.
Now tell me this, y'all might know. I don't. Is it all $10 tickets?
Yeah, I think
you're in for $10. You sit anywhere you want to, pretty much.
I think so. I mean, they got a lot of seats over there.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
And you get and so
there's a 92.9 code thing. There's all sorts of other promotions they've got at the website.
So I'm saying, this is a cheap ticket.
Yeah,
it's
very affordable.
Oh yeah.
What may be the best team in town, at least playing right now?
Money shouldn't be the reason you don't go to a Showboats game. Not at all.
That's my point. And if it is, then you can get you can bring the 2 canned goods this weekend. You get a $5 ticket for the last week of the year. Last 2 right here, What you looking at me like that?
No,
for?
I'm saying, will we host playoff games if we get there?
No, that's what I was mentioning. I think one of the to be determined. There's only one site to be determined left, and Memphis may already know it doesn't have that date open. I think on those semifinal games, and the championship game is in Canton. I see you trying to ask me questions I might not have the answer to, but I got it for you.
Well, I'm focused on playoffs now, yeah. Right?
Jumping ahead.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, look, it's great.
You said this thing was dead.
Well, it looked dead.
I meant spring football.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. I'm not gonna,
they get excited about it.
I'm not going to vouch for the
come on, give me a big take.
I'm not going to vouch for the health and viability of the spring football league just because Memphis is playing well.
Won't we be back?
Look, I like the television product, but I don't know what their financials have to be. I don't know what the television contract calls for. I don't know what the ratings look. I don't know. So I can't, just because one team is playing well, I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, the league is saved. But I hope so. It's nice to, you know, turn on. And if they're in the playoffs, I'll certainly watch that for sure.
My guess is it's unlikely they'll host one. The two of the three playoff games will be hosted because, again, you just got four teams in the playoffs at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. So one of the semifinals and then that to-be-determined other semifinals still up in the air. But like I said, Memphis – I don't know what else would be at the sim that day, but they may not have that date open. But it appears that home teams, you know, you don't just go to the playoffs and home teams play. Those sites are already set.
I just looked up. TV ratings have been pretty good. I mean, they're above a 500,000 viewers per week on each game, and obviously it's on a major network, and they're looking for programming. So they had in week five, which is middle of the season, obviously week one was good, over 1 million. Week five, 622,000 viewers. I mean, I think decent is what you would say for their TV ratings.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I don't know what
that translates into
balance
is
sheet.
Money.
Yeah,
right?
I don't have that.
I mean, they're on FS1, Fox, NBC. They got a good deal.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I hope it sticks around. It seems like a good addition to the sports calendar, right? I mean, it's not bad football from what I've watched. I don't watch every single game. I don't watch every single week, but. When I have watched, I've not been like, oh, this is awful. This is, you know, I've watched the AAF and I was like, this sucks. This is not good. I didn't like the AAF. I didn't like the product. I didn't like the logo for the, you know, I just wasn't in on it at all. I didn't like the we got stuck with the worst coach in the damn thing who didn't want to play Johnny Manziel. I hated that piece of it, resented that. You know, this feels like this is better. This is better all around. I can watch it in 4K on YouTube TV. Don't notice much of a difference, but I did try. So, you know, I feel like the offering is just overall a bit better than
not an incredibly explosive offense, but a fantastic defense, leads the league in takeaways or in interceptions.
Yep.
And they're, I don't know, plus five in turnover margin. That leads the league as well. Their special teams and defense have been elite, looks like to me. And that offense looked like some old Bears offense. We're going to run that ball on you. And try to stack up points. That kicker, Kessman, he 18 points last week. You know, he accounted for a ton, but they only scored 7 points. So offense has been getting it done, controlling the clock, and they've been allowing defense special teams to sort of be the difference maker there. Eager to get out there and go see them. Hopefully the weather holds up. It's nice. I saw a little bit of chance of rain on Saturday. Bring your canned goods. It'll help you with a QR code. Nice little helps the Mid-South Food Bank there. Bring those canned goods. You'll get a $5 off your next ticket. And again, that's a good one because against the Birmingham Stallions in the season finale. So New Orleans Breakers this week for the Showboats, then the Birmingham Stallions. They control their own destiny. Right now looking pretty good as a playoff team, those Memphis Showboats.
How about them?
Keep rolling.
Next story.
Blow the whistle.
One more time.
Blow.
There it is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.